You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. Financial markets, stocks, bonds, derivatives, old news, right? Okay, try this one on for size. A stock market for sneakers. Yeah, it's totally real. It's called StockX, and if the company has its way, it'll be a high-tech trading post for more than just Adidas and Nikes. Josh Luber is its CEO. Josh, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
So tell me a little bit about StockX. What is it? How does it work?
StockX is an e-commerce marketplace, right? It's not unlike eBay or Amazon in that it's a place where people can buy or sell sneakers, but we connect buyers and sellers the exact same way the stock market connects buyers and sellers, which means that there is a market price and both sides, buyer or seller, can transact immediately across that market price whenever they want. And if you have market price and then you have transparency into data, what do things actually sell for? How much are things actually worth? And once you have a lot better data, you can make better buying decisions and better selling decisions.
All right. So to differentiate it from Amazon, it sounds like rather than Amazon posting a single price and then other people stepping up to buy it at that price, you've got people offering to pay a certain amount and others offering to sell at a certain amount, and you're a market maker.
That's exactly what it is, right? People place asks, how much they're willing to sell something for. People place bids, how much they're willing to buy something for. When a bid and ask meet, the transaction happens automatically, just the way it does in the market.
How do I know I'm getting the real deal when I make this transaction?
That is a crucial part to any market, right? That both buyer and seller know with 100% confidence of what they're getting. And there's a huge problem with fake sneakers out in the marketplace. So at StockX, we physically authenticate every pair of sneakers that's sold. Seller ships it to us in our office in Detroit. We authenticate it and we ship it off to the buyer.
How do you do that? How do you authenticate a pair of Air Jordans?
Yeah, so that's not exactly an existing industry yet. So we have been doing everything we can to be able to identify, you know, what are the fakes, what are the real ones. One of the really good examples is Adidas has a sole called the Boost. The Boost is a very soft, squishy sole. Usually on fake shoes or where they have a fake Adidas Boost, it's very hard. And you can tell almost immediately by touching it, by squeezing it, if that is not a real shoe. Others, it's as simple as things like a real version uses red stitching and the fake one might have black stitching. And those sort of identifiers, we learn over time and get better at identifying them.
So I receive those pair of Boosts that I've purchased at what I believe to be a fair market price. You were talking about how you guys amass troves of data. Am I now able to track the value of my sneakers on a daily basis?
We have a function called sneaker portfolios where you can track the value of your sneaker collection the exact same way you would a stock portfolio. You can see its value over time, have access to the same analytics that if you went on to your Schwab brokerage account and saw what your portfolio is worth.
That might strike some people as silly, but there are, in fact, so-called sneakerheads out there to whom this is a very, very important thing.
Not only that, it starts to become more important to the people around them. So we've had insurance companies approach us about having access to that data to write policies for sneakerheads who want to insure their sneakers.
All right. I used to collect comic books as a kid. I imagine that the model you're creating here is applicable to virtually any collectible, whether it's comic books or Beanie Babies or sneakers.
The hypothesis is that anything that's not already a unique one-of-a-kind item, like a work of art or a house, and anything that's not already a purely commoditized product, like, say, plastic water bottles or toilet paper, anything else, and in particular things that have very high resale value and a lot of collectors, you can buy or sell using the stock market concept. And so, you know, it really does work. And it's just a function for us as we move beyond sneakers to figure out exactly how that scales. Because unlike a purely digital product, how you determine a real sneaker is different than how you determine a real baseball card.
So why would I want to use StockX as opposed to putting my Honus Wagner card up on eBay?
If you were to go onto eBay and you were to look for a Honus Wagner card, look for any sneaker, you will get 10, 50, 100, 1,000 results. If you go to buy a share of Apple stock from the New York Stock Exchange, there's one ticker symbol for Apple stock, and every bid and every ask is right there. So that transparency of data also leads to just an easier buying and selling experience. No one's ever going to miss your Honus Wagner on StockX if they're coming to look for one. But they could go search for it on eBay, and they could miss that because there's tens, hundreds, thousands of them there.
You're obviously seeing a lot of different shoes going by your desk. What's your very favorite?
Well, there's a difference between the nostalgic favorites and the ones you wear the most today. I still have sneakers from when I was in seventh grade. But today, the shoe that I wear the most is one called the Air Jordan 1 Lance Mountain. And it's got some really cool designs to it and a shoe I can wear every day.
Josh Luber is the CEO of StockX. Thank you so much, Josh.
Thank you.